One, two, three. Go crazy for Mr. Mark Stringer, everybody! Go crazy!
I'm one of the shorter members of the bill tonight. So I've got a question for you before I start. Just have a look at me. Somebody else was saying earlier on how difficult it is for white straight guys to think of things to tell jokes. So what I want you to do is I'm going to give you a twirl, right? Thanks, thanks. And then and what I want you to do now is on the count of three, I want you to shout out what sort of jokes you think I'm going to tell. Right? Okay, are you ready? One, two, three.
Skittles!
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I did that just recently. There was a Romanian plumber sitting on the front row. I know it was a Romanian plumber because the MC had asked him what he did when he came from, right? And all he said was, fat, fat, fat. It's brutal. And somebody else just went, Bill Gates. Because I get this now. I get people saying, oh, you look like Bill Gates. It's like, yes, that's exactly the single aspect of Bill Gates that you would want, isn't it? It's like what he looks like. Did anybody shout out postmodern time travel religious philosophy with reference to 90s comedy actors? Yes, good. Because that's what you're getting. Jesus, see? Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. But not Brian Blessed, because he's quite a shouty comedy actor from the 1990s. Now you see, Jesus didn't say that last bit, did he? He just said the first bit. And I'm a bit disappointed in Jesus for that, because if I understand Christianity correctly, Jesus is omniscient. That means he knows everything, right? Which means he knew when he was delivering the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, that there was a Brian Blessed gag at the end there. Didn't go for it. Bit disappointing. Now you might say, well, Mark, that joke doesn't work very well in first century Aramaic. And Brian Blessed wasn't really known at the time around Galilee. And anyway, Jesus isn't a stand-up comedian. He's more of a hang-up tragedian. But I'm not entirely sure if Jesus isn't a stand-up comedian. I've got some reason to think he might have been. He spent most of his time hanging around with 12 guys who didn't really seem to be doing very much. And then a very, very weird 50-year-old virgin. And a prostitute who was trying a career change. The other thing is that when he died, you didn't see him for 3 days, and he popped up like nothing had happened. Nothing is happening, is it? Oh, God. Fucking Toto. I guess it rains down in Africa. Of course it fucking rains down. If it's not raining down, it's not rain, is it? It's something else. It's evaporation or something. That's the whole notion of precipitation. Turns out those aren't the lyrics. The lyrics to the 1982, as it turns out, classic by Toto, Africa, are, I bless the rains down in Africa. I was a bit despondent about this. I was talking to my nephew about it. And he was telling me there's this amazing thing. This is what the new post-truth world we're in, right? That if you think that the lyrics to something were whatever you've heard, then you can, like, buy into this conspiracy theory that what's happened is, like, the people on the internet, they've changed the lyrics, right? So when you heard the lyrics when you were younger, those were the lyrics. And now Putin or Davos or somebody, the CIA or, like, maybe these guys over here, I don't know, right? They're just to fuck with your mind, they've changed those lyrics, right? So I did some deeper research on this, right? Which is millennial for I Googled it, right? And it turns out, right, I was reading the lyrics to the 1982 classic, Africa. It said, I bless the rains down in Africa. Yes, that's right. Bless the rains, Mark. I knew there was a Brian Blessed joke there, but I didn't go for it. Thought it was a bit lame. Love Jesus. Weird, huh? The Buddha says that we become the thing that we must resist. Which in my case, I think means I'd be pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Do you think if you are what you eat, Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that man is born free.
So my beep are going off, or I'm about to explode one or the other.
Man is born free, but all around us is in chains. In my case, it's mainly Pret-a-Manger and Café Nero. I'm going to leave you on this thought. I'm going to fuck up a joke before I go. Give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you can sleep with his wife on Sunday afternoons.
Mark Stringer, everybody! Mark Stringer! Oh. There we go. Right.